Oh. It seems like I have a visitor. What a pleasant surprise. I don't get those very often, though. And you surely didn't get all the way here by chance. What is your reason to come to my castle, human? Yes, I am a monster. But how do I not belong in this world? Last time I checked, I lived here as much as you do. Well, from your attire and all this hostility, I suppose you're one of those vampire hunters. What a shame. Just when I thought I'd finally get some company. That's right, dear. I don't have any intention of fighting you. Why don't we have a glass of wine instead? It sounds much better to me. You won't change your mind, will you? If that's the case, allow me to introduce myself better. Hello, human. What happened? Feeling paralyzed by my presence? Oh. You don't need to be so scared. I would never want to hurt a cute little thing like you. I am taking some of these toys away, though, to make sure you don't do anything that would ruin our precious time together. With that out of the way, I think we can sit down and talk in a more civilized manner. That's an interesting look on your face. A lot of surprise, perhaps a bit of shock. Is it because of my attitude? Were you truly expecting me to flay you alive and eat you, or something similar? My dear, you shouldn't believe everything the church tells you. Weren't they the ones who said using a whip as a weapon was a good idea? That says quite a bit if you ask me. No, I won't say everything they told you about me was a lie. But it's far from being all true either. If you allow me to approach without running or trying to attack me this time, I can explain what I mean. Be honest with yourself. You know that if I wanted to do something bad to you, I could have done it ages ago, right? Good. I'll get a bit closer then. See? I'm not that scary. Except for when I want to be, of course. Now, the answer I promised you, the stories about Countess Dracula, the evil vampire who terrorized this land, they're not completely unfounded. I truly used to be a despicable being in the past, following my most primal nature with no care for anyone's lives or feelings. But when you live as long as I did, you have many opportunities for self-reflection. As ironic as that might sound for one of my kind, time went on, and I started realizing the error of my ways. That enslaving souls and wanton and slaughter can bring me loneliness and emptiness. It won't ever make up for all I've done, but I'm trying to live a peaceful life ever since. Or unlife, if you will. Yes, human, that's exactly what I'm saying. The monster your order was created to hunt down is in the past. I'm not that woman anymore. I haven't been for years. Your leaders were the ones who kept making up stories about me just to give their puny lives some meaning. You, though, I can see that you're different. You're not doing this because you enjoy it. Not for the glory and fame, either. You simply want to protect your people. You don't want anyone else to be hurt. Isn't that true? There's no need to worry, then. This battle is over. I can't force you to forgive me, but please, don't try to waste your life any longer. I know it's a lot to take in, but calm down. It pains me to see you like this. Here, look into my eyes. It must be very frustrating to lose your supposed purpose. I can see that. But you're kind, handsome, and you have your whole life ahead of you. What's stopping you from going back home and living it like a normal man at your age? Yes, of course, you're free to leave. I've never been holding you captive. If you wish to stay a little longer, however, out of your own volition, I think we could both gain something from that. I told you how much I appreciate some company, didn't I? Yours would very much please me. And you do need rest after all. You have all the right to refuse, of course. But won't you spend the night here as my special guest? You'd be kept safe and have a comfortable bed. And I would have a cute human to share the castle with. Doesn't that sound nice? A simple yes? I was expecting more resistance to the idea. If I'm being honest, I wonder why that isn't the case. Oh, you'll understand soon, dear. I think we can head our way to the chambers now. Please, follow me. And here we are. Yes, this is my personal chamber. Why do you ask? Oh, don't be so shy. You're my guest of honor. And as you can see, there's more than enough room for us here. Personally, it's my favorite part of the castle. The king-size bed. All the carpet and velvet. They make for a nice mood. Very cozy, I would say. I do have a thing for the color red. Yes. Does that really warrant an explanation? I'm glad the place is to your liking. And since we're getting to know each other better, would you mind a question? There's something about you that is making me quite curious, intrigued. When we were walking through the castle together, I noticed your behavior was odd. Maybe even before that, when we were talking in the throne room, you looked so, how do I put this? Distracted? Like your mind is wandering to a different place entirely. Would that have something to do with my outfit? With all these curves spilling out of this little dress? It seems like you can't take your eyes off me. Well, I am used to being all alone in here. And even the human standard of modesty never quite made sense to me anyway. So don't worry. Offended is the last thing I am now. I'm flattered. Though, while I do have certain assets that can be very alluring, it still takes a special kind of man to want someone like me. Taller, stronger, much more powerful. Most men are so afraid of this notion. But I can see it in your eyes. You've always dreamed of being pinned down by such a woman, knowing she could do whatever she wanted. Haven't you, my cute little human? I'd never force myself on you, though. No, I want you to willingly let yourself be corrupted, piece by piece. So what do you say? Would you like to help this countess make up for all those years alone? Delightful. Then all you have to do is stay right where you are. Now give me those wrists so I can hold them against the wall. That's better. Such a good boy. Did you get all squirmy just from hearing that? Interesting. So you enjoy being submissive, being ordered around, praised for your obedience. You really are the perfect match for me. And why don't you start by taking this shirt off? Human. Oh, my dear human. You're an even better surprise than I thought. This chest. These arms. They look so good. And they feel even better to touch. You're getting all shivery. Do you like feeling me all over your body? I figured. Maybe I could move the kissing to your chest. And then, down to your stomach. And all the way down to your lower belly. What is it with this look you're giving me? Would you like me to go down a little more? Not yet. If you want to be rewarded, first you need to show that you deserve it. How? By being a good, obedient boy, of course. So listen closely. From now on, I'm completely in charge. You'll only do exactly what I tell you to. You're free to speak. And especially to moan and whimper for me. But these hands are not going anywhere unless I say so. Understood, my little human? With that being clear, there's something I want to ask. Something else that got me curious. I've mentioned before how you can't take your eyes off me. But what is your favorite part? Maybe these smooth thighs barely covered at all. These wide hips. No, not quite there yet. We have to go up a little more to meet your gaze. The place that's been fixated on this whole night. Almost hypnotized by it. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's only natural to stare. As a vampire, I do not age, but for some reason, they never really stop developing. Slowly swelling over the centuries, until they get this large and heavy. My cleavage doesn't leave a lot to the imagination either. Oh my. And I just realized something. With me being this much taller, they almost press against your face every time I get close, don't they? Poor boy. Being constantly teased like this. Would you like to touch them? I'm not entirely convinced yet. Maybe if you ask nicely. Or beg for it. Good boy. Now take that right hand off the wall and slowly squeeze one of them through the dress for now. Let's not make you too eager. That's it. Do they feel as good as you expected, my little human? Even better. I would say flattery won't get you anywhere, but I'd be lying. Come on now, I'll do the same with your other hand. Yeah. Your hands are so warm. It looks like all those lonely years got me very sensitive. Keep going. Gently sink them in. Feel all that softness. Just like this. You're reminding me of how badly I craved some touch. See how my nipples are poking through the fabric already? You can run your fingers on them too. Yes. That's perfect. I'll bend over a bit so I can kiss your neck while you do it. Such a lovely little neck you have. So soft. And smooth. And it looks so delicious. It's been so long since I've had human blood. Having this so close to me is almost like torture. Would you mind if I took a little bite? My saliva will stop any pain you'll feel. And I'll be gentle, of course. Delicious. Oh, you have no idea how badly I needed this. Oh, so sweet and warm. Oh, this is the finest meal I've had in I don't even know how long. Oh, I can see your body squirming, my little human. Oh, did it start tingling? See? I told you it wouldn't hurt. There's one thing you should probably be aware of, though. Some say our saliva is a strong aphrodisiac as well. If that's true or not, I'll let you find out. Now pull my dress all the way down. You deserve it after giving me such a nice meal. Stunned by the view. If you're able to move, why don't you put those hands on my thighs? Yes. Then you can slide them up very slowly. Feeling my hips. My ass, my waist, my back, my belly, and finally, my bare chest. I think the blood might be making my cravings even stronger. The more I drink, the more sensitive I get. It feels so nice, but I promise I won't drain too much. Just a little more. Enough. If you lose more blood, you'll start to get weak, and that's the last thing I want. Now come here. I know how much fun you are having. But it's time to put these hands back on the wall. Or even behind your back. To make sure you won't feel too tempted. Because it's time for your reward. You've more than earned it. My obedient boy. So I'm going to... my way down your body again. And take off the rest of your clothes. Kneel down. And keep your hands right where they are. And simply enjoy it. These soft red lips slowly wrapping around your manhood. Mm-hmm. It tastes so good down here. Almost as good as your blood. Coming from a vampire, that means a lot. I can feel you throbbing already. Of course, that doesn't mean I'm gonna go easy on you. In fact, I've just had a wonderful idea. I wonder what would happen if I slid you in deeper, slowly. Until you're all the way inside this hungry mouth. Would you like that? Well, there's only one way to find out. How did that feel, my sweet boy? From the look in your eyes, it seems like you're almost bursting already. Maybe I should stop. These pegs and whimpers. How could I resist those? I'll keep going then. And you're allowed to let go now. I know how badly you need to. Yes, in my mouth. Feed me that warm seed of yours. My little human, you really are delicious in every sense of the word. But we're not done yet. No. You still have a very important duty to fulfill. Let's just say it's a little surprise. curious, if you truly want to know, then you'll climb onto that soft bed for me and lie down on your back and close your eyes. Don't be nervous, though. I'm sure you'll love it. You can open them now. How do you like the view? My thighs straddling your face. This pink flower dripping with nectar. Tempting, huh? Well, this is all your fault. So isn't it fair that you take care of the situation? I knew you'd agree, and you know what to do now. Yes. You can start slow. Lick the lips. Move your tongue in circles. That's wonderful. Oh, you're such a fast learner. Oh, now suck on them a little. Very gently. Pretend you're kissing me down there. No, no hands. Leave the grinding part to me. You'll only use your mouth. That's it. Kiss me while I grind on your face. You could start sticking your tongue in. I'm too sensitive to keep teasing you. I just need it. Oh, good boy. Lick me. Eat me. Yes. It's your turn to enjoy your meal. All these feelings are building up already. It seems like time really made me weaker. Or maybe you're just that good at it. Human, am I really seeing what I think I am? You're getting hard again. Very much so. Does that answer your question from earlier about my bite? Oh, yes, go deeper. Stick your tongue all the way in. Keep sucking on the lips. Oh, suck on my clit, too. Yes. That's it. Yes, that's it. I have to admit, it's hard to hold myself back with this view. Oh, especially with you doing this to me. You know what? I've kept my composure for too long. I need to have you inside me right now. I need you deep inside me. I'll slide myself down your body and start singing you in. Yes, all the way in. Oh, I've missed this so badly. All this warmth inside me, feeling so full. And it's time to start moving my hips now, isn't it? Oh, it's time to start riding my sweet little human. Yes. Yes. Such a perfect body you have. A perfect cock. It feels like it was made for me. It feels like you were built to make love to your mistress. hold on to my hips. I want you to start moving as well. Good boy. Keep going. Oh, I want more. I can feel you throbbing inside me. Are you getting close again? Hold back a bit longer. Only a little longer. You let go when I tell you. I'll rock my hips even harder. And you'll have to take it. Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Now fill me up again. Now, now. Well, even during all those centuries I've lived, I don't remember ever feeling this good. You really, oh my sweet boy, you look so exhausted. No, don't apologize. If anyone's to blame, that's me. I certainly drained you in one too many ways. Simply stay where you are. No need to move, talk, or even think. You served me so well and deserve to be taken care of. I'll lie down by your side and put your head on my chest and stroke your hair. And you can look into my red eyes and let all your worries go away. Good boy. Before you drift off to sleep, my dear, may I ask you one last thing? What would you think of staying with me in the castle? Yes, living here. I have all this space for myself alone, and your company is the best thing I've had in such a long time. This being the last time I see you would be a tragedy. You could also go home, of course, and come back to visit every once in a while. That probably makes more sense and is less hasty decision. I'm sorry, I think my mind is just a little clouded. Is that true? You're about to ask if you could stay. Aren't you a little pile of secrets, human? I guess your question is already answered. So, welcome to your new life. No wars, no fighting, no boring work or things to worry about. Only you and your vampire mistress. You should prepare yourself, though. Because I'll both spoil you and drain you in ways you didn't even know were possible. And I don't mean your blood. I'll protect you too, of course. You're my special boy now. And if anyone tries to harm you, they'll see I can still be scary. But let's not think about that. Or about anything. Just close your eyes and relax and feel my embrace. I don't sleep like you humans do, but I will be holding you the whole night. Sleep well, my little human.